Okay, before we go to the Word, I've asked a couple people to share a testimony. And the first one is going to be a testimony and then a prayer request. But both of these, I want you to listen for kind of a theme. We're talking today about listening prayer. This is part 7 now of our prayer series. And I want you to just hear the theme of God speaking so faithfully and meeting his people at the place where they need him to meet. So Grace Watkins, would you actually come and be the first person to share here?
Good morning. I am nervous. It's the first time I've ever been nervous talking in front of you guys. I felt God talk to me throughout one of the worship songs that everything I've been through since the day I was born, you know, even the accident, everything I've lost, everything I've gained has brought me this far because on Wednesday, I got diagnosed with stage 1 cancer on my kidney. And for a second there, I couldn't breathe. One, I was worried about Anna too, how she would react more than me. But for a second, I couldn't breathe and I felt God put his hand on my shoulder and said, it's gonna be okay. And I started thinking, it's like, if this would have happened 2 years ago, when everything was going on, rehab, ER, there's no way I'd be able to handle it. And I could honestly, I'm not scared. I am so not scared. God's just telling me, you know what, it's gonna be okay. And this is the first time in my life that I have trusted God fully with all my heart. The first time that I've been able to say I love him without being scared that the enemy's gonna attack me.
Yeah.
And the first time that I could tell the devil, you're not gonna win.
Yeah.
I was like, in God's name, you're not gonna win. I go, cause you hear his name and you run like a coward. I was like, I'm not gonna go that way anymore. It's like, you can't bring the old me. And I've never had that. So it's been amazing, you know, today too, God talking to me. It was just like directly to me. I was like, okay, God, okay. So I want to thank you all for your support too and your prayers. And, you know, if you could continue praying for me, I'm not sure when I'll have the surgery, but I will let you guys know. But I just want to say it's like, yeah, God is good. And I am so much stronger now. So.
Wow, come on. Thank you.
Can I have the elder and pastoral team come and let's lay hands on Grace and ask God to come and do a miracle of healing and just continue the work that he's begun. What a testimony. Grace, you are a different person. It is amazing. It's a testimony to the grace of God and the ongoing work. So we're going to pray that the work that God began, that he will complete in your life. So Jesus, we come right now into your throne room and pray for our sister Grace, who we love so dearly and who we know you love with all of your being. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you would come with your healing power and touch Grace. We ask for a supernatural healing. God, we ask that you would dissolve this cancer in her body. We ask for a miracle breakthrough, God. And we just ask that as she walks in this journey with you, that you would continue to be with her. Lord, thank you for how you have met her. Thank you for how you're walking beside her. And we ask in Jesus' name that the reality of your presence, the reality of the voice of the Lord in her life would only grow more clear and more loud every day of this journey. In the name of Jesus, thank you for our sister, God. Thank you that you are with her. God, help us to remember her even throughout this week and be praying for her. God, bring to mind words of encouragement that you would have us share. Help us to get out our phone and text her or call her with that word of encouragement, God. Help us to walk with our sister in this journey in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Grace. The second testimony I asked is Kip Slusher. So Kip is our youth pastor, and he had a chance this last week. Kip, Jessen Lynn, and Katie and I went down to Ocean Shores to be a part of a pastor's gathering that's been going on now, I think, for over 30 years. the originals of Faith Community Church. I don't know what title you guys have for yourself, but the original core group would know well Pastor Dave Miner. He was really one of the key influential pastors in the history of our church, and just passed away a couple years ago. But he had a group of pastors that he gathered together twice a year for over 30 years. A lot of these guys, Jess being one of them, have met every year, twice a year, for over 30 years, and been a support to one another, prayed for one another, and just done life together. And so now they're inviting kind of the younger generation to be a part of that. And so we got to go down and just hang out with a bunch of wise pastoral people and just enjoy the presence of God together. And so there's a lot of worship, a lot of encouraging words over one another, praying over one another. And so during that time, the Lord really met Kip, and I asked if he'd be willing to share some of that with us.
So before I begin, I just want to give you guys a little bit of background. So I've been going to this since I was probably in the womb, born, and then as I grew up, I was one of the little kids who would run in with my friends and disrupt the meeting to ask my mom, can we go to the ocean now? Are you guys done with the meeting? So growing up, it's just, you know, we'd go to the ocean, I'd see my friends. I don't know what the adults were doing. I didn't really care. But this was one of the first years I got to sit in the meeting. And this happened on the last night. We just had a great time of worship. And before we begin, I was just kind of reading a scripture that God spoke to me. And just kind of reading it. And one of the pastors across kept looking at me. And I'm thinking, oh no, 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 no. Don't ask me to share that. Don't ask me to share that. And he in front of everyone says, hey, Kip, your Bible's open. Do you have a scripture you want to share? And I'm like, nope, I'm good. Just reading. Look at my mom. My mom's giving me the mom look like, you lied. You have something to share. So, and then immediately I'm going through my mind, look, I grew up here. These are pastors. It's one thing speaking to the youth group or another thing in front of your church, but to a group of 20-some pastors whom I was involved in mischievous things with your children way back in the day, I'm not going to share. So during worship, I just felt God like pressing it on my heart. So finally, I just shared the scripture, and it was Matthew 28 and 29, I believe. No, Matthew chapter 14, 28, 29. When Jesus is walking on the water towards the disciples, and Peter, the only disciple, says, Lord, if it's you, command me to come out. And Jesus just says, come. Nothing else, just come. And what struck me was, I think there was 12 disciples in that boat, but only one walked on the water. And my thought was, what is stopping you from when God says come, to come? And so for me, that was just like, you know, as I'm sharing this, I'm getting slapped with reality. And God's saying, yeah, I'm asking you to come step out of your comfort zone and share to this group of pastors. Because he wants a response from us. So after I do that, I kind of, you know, sit back, and the pastor who pointed me out was just smiling at me like, I knew you had something. And I was like, oh my goodness. And then this is what really wrecked me, was afterwards, during worship, God spoke to me and he said very clearly, you underestimate yourself for my kingdom. You are qualified. Because I was thinking, look, I'm unqualified. I'm a youth pastor. These are all senior pastors, and they've done amazing things for the kingdom. And I just want to sit and listen. So my encouragement to you is this. God, when you are entering into the kingdom of heaven, God immediately qualifies you. It doesn't matter what lie either the enemy or you tell yourself. Look, no one knows what I've done. There's some things that I know I've done, so I'm unqualified. But God sees it and he goes, no, because of Jesus and because of what my son has done for you, you are now qualified for whatever I ask you to do. It doesn't matter if it's talk to someone, pray for someone, text someone, you are now qualified. So I just want to encourage you, whatever you're going through, you are qualified for the work God has for you. Thank you.
Awesome.
So good. All right. So we are in part 7 now of the series on prayer.
Estamos en la parte número 7, con el tema 7 de la oración.
And this is part of a larger series that we're calling Making the Basics Beautiful.
Y eso es parte de una serie más grande que se llama Haciendo las Cosas Básicas Hermosas.
And we're returning to just what the basics of our Christian faith really are.
Estamos retornando a lo que las cosas básicas de nuestra fe cristiana dicen.
And we're going to talk about listening prayer today.
Vamos a hablar acerca de la oración que escucha, o uno cuando está escuchando la oración.
And if you hear what the Holy Spirit wants you to hear today, this is probably going to be one of the most significant truths of your Christian walk of anything that we could share.
Si usted escucha lo que el Espíritu Santo le quiere decir hoy, usted esta verdad va a ser una de las cosas más significativas que usted escuche en toda su vida.
And I really don't think I'm overselling it.
No creo que estoy hablando de más cuando digo esto.
So, would you turn in your Bible to John chapter 16?
Si puede buscar en su Biblia Juan capítulo 16.
And we're going to start by reading verse 5 through verse 15.
Vamos a mirar los versos 5 al 15.
So John chapter 16 verses 5 through 15. This is Jesus, by the way, the night before he was crucified.
Este es Jesús hablando la noche antes de que fuese crucificado.
And so these are some of his last words to his disciples.
Estas son una de sus últimas palabras a sus discípulos.
So let's pick it up in verse 5. It says, "But now I'm going away to the one who sent me, and not one of you is asking where I'm going. Instead, you grieve because of what I've told you. But in fact, it is best for you that I go away, because if I don't, the advocate won't come. If I do go away, then I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of its sin and of God's righteousness and of the coming judgment. The world's sin is that it refuses to believe in me. Righteousness is available because I go to the Father and you will see me no more. Judgment will come because the ruler of this world has already been judged. There is so much more that I want to tell you, but you can't bear it now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. All that belongs to the Father is mine. This is why I said the Spirit will tell you whatever he receives from me."
Esto no os lo digo al principio porque yo estaba con vosotros, pero ahora voy al que me envió y ninguno de vosotros me pregunta, ¿a dónde vas? Antes, porque os he dicho estas cosas, tristeza ha llegado a vuestro corazón, pero yo os digo la verdad, os conviene que yo me vaya, porque si no me fuera, el Consolador no vendría a vosotros, mas si me fuere, os lo enviaré, y cuando él venga, convencerá al mundo de pecado, de justicia y de juicio. De pecado por cuanto no creen en mí, de justicia por cuanto voy al Padre y no me veréis más, y de juicio por cuanto el príncipe de este mundo ha sido ya juzgado. Aunque tengo muchas cosas que deciros, pero ahora no las podéis sobrellevar. Pero cuando venga el Espíritu de verdad, Él os guiará a toda verdad, porque Él hablará por su propia Él no hablará por su propia cuenta, sino que hablará todo lo que oyere, y os hará saber las cosas que habrán de venir. Y me glorificará, porque tomará de lo mío y os lo hará saber. Todo lo que tiene el Padre es mío. Por eso dije que tomará de lo mío y os lo hará saber.
Awesome. The title I've given today's message is Jesus is not your imaginary friend.
El título de este mensaje es Jesús no es tu amigo imaginario.
Let's pray.
Oremos.
Jesus, thank you so much for today.
Jesús, te damos gracias por este día.
This is a day that you have made.
Este es el día que tú has hecho.
And God, we want to hear your voice speak to our hearts today.
Dios, queremos escuchar tu palabra a nuestro corazón hoy.
Would you come and renew our minds today?
Por favor, ven y renueva nuestras mentes hoy.
Through your word.
A través de tu palabra.
And would you transform our lives.
Y transforma nuestras vidas.
Help me today to articulate the things that you want to communicate.
Ayúdame a articular las cosas que tú quieres comunicar hoy.
In the name of Jesus,
I pray. En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you growing up may or may not have had an imaginary friend?
¿Cuántos de ustedes cuando estaban creciendo tuvieron o no tuvieron un amigo imaginario?
So I grew up, some of you know my story, I grew up as a missionary kid in Japan.
Algunos de ustedes conocen mi historia, crecí como un hijo de misioneros en Japón.
And I went back to Japan as a 9-year-old kid.
Regresé a Japón como un niño de 9 años.
And just because of the school system and everything, the kids are in school really, really long hours.
Y por la forma en que el sistema escolar funciona allá, los estudiantes están en la escuela por muchas horas.
And so I didn't have a lot of friends to go and do life with.
Así que no tenía muchos amigos con los cuales poder jugar.
And so, being the extrovert that I was,
siendo una persona extrovertida como que soy,
I had some very friendly imaginary friends.
Tenía unos amigos imaginarios muy amigables.
And you know, the great thing with imaginary friends is that they always want to do the same thing that you want to do.
La cosa que es buena con los amigos imaginarios es que ellos quieren hacer lo que tú haces.
And so I had this tennis ball game, I guess.
Tenía un juego que inventé con una pelota de tenis.
It was a tennis ball on a string, like an elastic string.
Tenía como un hilo con resorte que lo tiraba y regresaba.
And I would hit it and it would come back and I'd hit and hit and hit.
Y lo golpeaba y regresaba y lo golpeaba y regresaba.
And my imaginary friend and I would have this intense tennis match.
Y mi amigo imaginario y yo estábamos jugando tenis y era un partido muy difícil.
And sometimes he would win. It was so frustrating.
Algunas veces mi amigo imaginario ganaba y me frustraba mucho eso.
I remember sometimes I loved baseball back then.
Me gustaba mucho el béisbol en ese entonces.
And so I would get on my bicycle and I'd pedal to a local baseball field.
Entonces agarraba mi bicicleta y pedaleaba hasta un campo de béisbol que estaba cerca.
And me and my imaginary team would have this rip-roaring baseball game.
Y mi equipo imaginario y yo teníamos este partido estruendoso.
There was all these rules to it. You would have been quite impressed.
Había muchas reglas. Usted estaría muy impresionado con las reglas.
I would throw the ball up and I'd hit it as hard as I could.
Tiraba la pelota y le pegaba tan fuerte como pudiese.
And depending on where it landed, that's where I would run to that base. You know, I had all these rules figured out to this game.
Entonces, dependiendo de dónde caía, yo corría hacia la base y tenía toda clase de reglas para este juego.
And me and my imaginary friends, we go through like a league and we got to the championship game.
Y mis amigos imaginarios y yo pasamos, jugamos en una liga y llegamos al campeonato y ganamos.
And we won.
Y ganamos.
And have you ever watched the World Series, how after the winning team wins, they do like this individual camera shot on each of the players?
Cuando un equipo gana la Serie Mundial, no sé si se han fijado que hacen un paneo de las cámaras a los diferentes jugadores que participaron.
And so the camera captures the expression of each player as they run into dogpile on the big team as they celebrate.
Las cámaras captan la emoción cuando los jugadores corren y hacen una pila humana, caen uno encima del otro.
And so what I would do is I would go to each position on the field and I'd have my own individual camera shot of what that player was going to do. Ah, we won!
Entonces lo que yo hacía es que iba a cada posición de donde estábamos jugando y imaginaba la reacción de cada jugador. ¡Ah, ganamos!
And then I had the world's only individual person dogpile.
Y tenía yo la única pila humana en el mundo de una persona.
How many of you are feeling really sorry for me about right now?
¿Cuántos sienten pena por mí ahora?
Well, I am here to tell you today that Jesus is not your imaginary friend.
Estoy aquí para decirles entonces que Jesús no es tu amigo imaginario.
He really lived.
Él realmente vivió.
He is a historical figure.
Es una figura histórica.
He really died.
Él murió de hecho.
He really raised again to life.
Realmente resucitó de entre los muertos.
And he really told us that he was going to send his Holy Spirit to be with us.
Y realmente nos dijo que iba a mandar a su Espíritu Santo para estar con nosotros.
It is not an imagination thing.
No es una cosa de la imaginación.
It is the real thing.
Es algo real.
And I'm convinced of this.
Estoy convencido de esto.
That as we understand more and more the reality of the Holy Spirit living with us.
Que mientras nosotros entendemos más y más la realidad del Espíritu Santo viviendo con nosotros.
That the Holy Spirit wants to walk with us.
Que el Espíritu Santo quiere caminar con nosotros.
He wants to do life with us.
Él quiere vivir con nosotros.
He wants to empower us.
Él quiere darnos poder.
And he wants to talk to us.
Y él quiere hablarnos.
That this changes our whole understanding of our walk with God.
Esto va a cambiar todo nuestro entendimiento de nuestro caminar diario con Dios.
God is not sitting up there in heaven looking down on you saying, come on, perform, do that, do this.
Dios no está sentado en el cielo mirándote y diciendo, oye, haz esto, haz el otro, lo que yo te dije.
His Holy Spirit comes and walks right beside us.
Su Espíritu Santo viene y camina al lado de nosotros.
And when we understand this truth and how it interacts with prayer, it changes everything about how we see prayer.
Cuando entendemos esta verdad y entendemos cómo interactúa esta verdad con la oración, cambia la perspectiva que tenemos acerca de la oración.
I'm convinced that the number one reason we do not pray more is that we are carrying on a one-sided conversation with God.
La razón por la que yo pienso que no estamos orando más es porque estamos teniendo una conversación de un solo lado con Dios.
And that when we begin to realize that God wants to speak to us and have a conversation with us, it changes our whole understanding of what prayer is all about.
Y que cuando nosotros nos damos cuenta de que Dios quiere tener una relación con nosotros, una conversación con nosotros, eso cambia nuestra perspectiva completa acerca de la oración.
There's this great scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
Hay una gran escritura en Eclesiastés capítulo 5 verso 1.
It says this. I'm going to actually read it in two translations.
Lo voy a leer en dos versiones.
The first one, this is the NIV, says, guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Go near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifices of fools who do not know that they do wrong.
Dice algo así, guarda tus pasos cuando vas a la casa de Dios. Acércate y en vez de ofrecer sacrificios como los necios, que no saben aquellas cosas que hacen incorrectas.
The New Living Translation translates it like this. It says, as you enter the house of God, keep your ears open and your mouth shut. It is evil to make mindless offerings to God.
La versión Nueva Vida en español dice, cuando entres en la casa de Dios, abre los oídos y cierra la boca. El que presenta ofrendas a Dios sin pensar hace mal.
God is giving out an invitation to you to come into his presence and just listen to him.
Dios nos está dando una invitación para que vengamos a su presencia y le podamos escuchar a él.
You know, I don't think it's that we don't believe that prayer makes a difference.
¿Saben? No creo que pensemos de que la oración no hace una diferencia.
I think most of us actually really truly believe that prayer does make a difference.
De hecho, pienso que la mayoría de nosotros sabemos y pensamos de que la oración hace la diferencia.
Both doctrinally and experientially, we've seen and we know prayer makes a really big difference.
De una forma, de manera doctrinal y experimental, sabemos de que la oración de verdad hace la diferencia.
And I think this is part of why we feel so bad about it.
Y creo que es la razón por la que nos sentimos tan mal.
We think, well, if prayer makes such a big difference, why can't I get myself to pray more?
Pensamos, si la oración realmente hace la diferencia, ¿por qué no me puedo motivar a orar más?
I am convinced that the secret to a rich and powerful prayer life is when prayer becomes a two-sided conversation.
Estoy convencido de que el secreto a una vida de oración maravillosa, poderosa, es entender de que la oración es un camino de dos vías.
I want to say that again. The secret to a rich and powerful prayer life is when prayer becomes a two-way conversation.
Lo voy a decir otra vez. El secreto para una vida de oración poderosa y rica es cuando entendemos que la oración es un camino de, es, la oración es una conversación de dos caminos.
It changes everything.
O de dos vías. Cambia todo.
No longer is prayer this exercise of trying to move the cosmic hand of God.
Ya entonces no, la oración no pasa a ser este ejercicio que estamos tratando de mover la mano cósmica de Dios para hacer lo que queremos.
No longer is it a religious duty that we have to perform.
No es un ejercicio religioso que estamos tratando de realizar.
Again, no longer is it just this one-sided conversation of you just talking all the time.
No es una conversación de un solo lado donde tú estás hablando y hablando y hablando.
When I see people get a hold of the truth that it's a two-way conversation, it completely changes their whole prayer life.
Cuando veo a la gente que entiende el sentido de que la oración es una vía de una conversación de dos vías, realmente veo que cambia su vida de oración.
I can absolutely track back my passion for prayer to a season of my life where I began to hear God speak to me and encounter me.
Puedo recordar cuando mi vida de oración cambió cuando era más joven, en el momento cuando me di cuenta de que Dios realmente me quería hablar.
In our church in Japan, we had a man in the church. His name was Kondo-san.
Había un hombre en nuestra iglesia en Japón. Su nombre era Kondo-san.
Maybe he's a distant relative to our own Kondos here in the church.
Tal vez es un pariente lejano de nuestra familia, los Kondos, aquí en nuestra iglesia.
And Kondo-san was just, he's a real humble guy. I think he's like a propane meter reader.
Ese señor Kondo era un señor muy humilde. Creo que tenía un trabajo, pues, que era muy regular.
He's just a simple guy, but and always he came faithfully to church with his wife and his family.
Es un tipo que tenía un empleo regular, trabajaba en una compañía como medidor, tenía su esposa y una familia normal, venían a la iglesia todos los domingos.
But we had a season in our church where the Holy Spirit was really moving in a significant way.
Teníamos un tiempo o una temporada en la iglesia donde el Espíritu Santo se estaba moviendo de una forma muy significativa.
And the Holy Spirit was touching people's lives and began to talk to different people, and Mr. Kondo was one of them.
Y el Espíritu Santo empezó a ministrar a las vidas de forma muy interesante, y la familia, el señor Kondo fue uno de los recipientes de este toque de Dios.
He became so passionate about praying and spending time with God that he would come to our church every morning at 6 a.m. just on his own, just to pray and be in the presence of the Lord.
Él se volvió tan apasionado por la oración que él de su propia cuenta venía a la iglesia todos los días a las 6 de la mañana para orar.
And I remember him sharing the testimony. He said, I can't explain other than to tell you that it's like falling in love. I have fallen in love with Jesus.
Él decía, no puedo explicarles, cuando estaba dando un testimonio, no puedo explicar lo que ha pasado, pero es como que me he enamorado de Jesús. Estoy enamorado de Jesús.
His love for me is so real.
Su amor por mí es tan real.
He talks to me.
Él me habla.
I just can't wait to spend time with him.
No puedo esperar para pasar tiempo con él.
Prayer becomes the meeting place with your best friend you'll ever have when you understand that God wants to talk to you.
La oración se convierte en el lugar de reunión con tu mejor amigo cuando realmente entiendes lo que significa la oración.
Prayer becomes the deepest communion you will ever experience in life.
La oración se convierte en la comunión más profunda que tú vayas a experimentar en tu vida.
Prayer becomes the place of revelation when you see the world and your life as it truly is in light of eternity.
La oración se convierte en un lugar de revelación cuando realmente ves el mundo y tu vida a la luz de la eternidad de Dios.
Prayer becomes the place where God reveals his will to you and allows you to join his great work of redemption by praying the things that are important to him, by praying your kingdom come, your will be done over the people of God and those that God is moving on.
La oración se convierte en un lugar donde Dios se revela a ti y te permite unirte al trabajo de redención que Él está haciendo, y empiezas a decir: tu reino venga, que tu reino venga a esta situación, y empiezas a orar el reino de Dios sobre la vida de las personas alrededor tuyo.
I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to radically change our prayer lives.
Creo de que el Espíritu Santo quiere cambiar nuestras vidas radicalmente a través de la oración.
He wants to walk into your place of prayer and meet you in that place.
Él quiere entrar en tu lugar de oración, tu lugar secreto, y encontrarse allí contigo.
He wants to know how deeply he loves you.
Él quiere que tú sepas qué tan profundo es su amor por ti.
He wants you to know him, to really, really, really get to know him.
Él quiere que tú le conozcas, que realmente le conozcas.
This is what prayer is.
Esto es lo que significa la oración.
In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, Paul admonishes us that we should be praying without ceasing.
En primera de Tesalonicenses 5:17, Pablo nos insta a orar sin cesar.
In Ephesians 6:18, Paul says that we should pray at all times and at every occasion.
En Efesios 6:18, Pablo nos dice que debemos orar en toda ocasión y siempre.
Does Paul mean that we should keep up this uninterrupted string of just talking all the time to God?
¿Qué quiere decir Pablo? Que debemos estar manteniendo esta oración y estar hablando todo el tiempo con Dios?
No, that's not what he's saying.
No es lo que está diciendo.
But as we grow our listening prayer, we realize that we can remain in a spirit of prayer at all times because we're always available to him.
Pero mientras nosotros aprendemos a estar con Dios, vamos a aprender que tenemos un espíritu que va a estar en constante comunión y comunicación con Dios.
We're constantly listening for his voice to speak to our hearts.
Estamos constantemente apercibidos de que la voz de Dios nos quiere hablar a nuestro corazón.
We're always available if he wants to speak to us through his word.
Si él quiere hablarnos a través de su palabra, siempre vamos a estar pendientes de que él quiera hacer eso.
As you wake up, you say, Lord, here I am.
Cuando te levantas, dices, Dios, aquí estoy.
As you shower and get ready, you're available. You're saying, Lord, do you have anything to say to me today?
Mientras estás bañándote y arreglándote, estás aquí, estás listo. Dios, tienes algo que decirme hoy.
As you get your kids ready, as you eat.
Mientras estás alistando a tus hijos y estás comiendo.
As you do your school or do your work.
Mientras estás en la escuela o estás trabajando.
As you're enjoying the companionship of your friends.
Mientras estás disfrutando de la compañía de tus amigos.
You're living life aware that Jesus is right there.
Estás viviendo la vida apercibido de que Jesús está allí contigo.
The Holy Spirit is right with you.
El Espíritu Santo está allí contigo.
And you're constantly saying, Holy Spirit, if you want to say anything to me, I'm here.
Y estás constantemente diciendo, Espíritu Santo, si quieres decir algo, aquí estoy.
Now let's go back to John chapter 16 that we read a moment ago.
Vayamos nuevamente a Juan 16 que leímos hace un rato.
And let's see what Jesus wants to tell us through the Holy Spirit.
Y veamos lo que Jesús nos quiere decir a través de su Espíritu Santo.
There are five statements that I want to point out to you from John chapter 16.
Hay cinco declaraciones que quiero señalarles acerca del pasaje de Juan 16 que quiero hablarles.
First, go to verse 7.
Vayamos al verso 7.
It says, "But in fact, it is best for you that I go away, because if I don't, the advocate won't come. If I do go away, then I will send him to you."
Pero yo os digo la verdad, os conviene que yo me vaya, porque si no me fuera, el consolador no vendría a vosotros, mas si me fuere, os lo enviaré.
Now, I don't know about you, but this is kind of one of those verses that you kind of scratch your head and think, "Okay, Jesus, what are you saying here?"
No sé de ustedes, pero este es uno de esos versos donde yo me rasco la cabeza y me pregunto, Jesús, ¿qué es lo que me estás tratando de decir?
Is there like this rule up in heaven that at least two of the people of the Trinity have to be there at any given time? I mean, what's going on?
Hay una regla en el cielo donde dos personas de la Trinidad tienen que estar en el cielo a la misma vez. ¿Qué está pasando aquí?
But just in a couple verses following, Jesus gives us a clue what he's referring to, what he's talking about.
Si seguimos leyendo, vamos a encontrar la respuesta a lo que Jesús está tratando de decirnos.
In verse 10, says, righteousness is available because I go to the Father.
En el verso 10 dice que la justicia está a la mano porque yo voy al Padre.
Hebrews 7:25 says, therefore he, speaking of Jesus, is able once and forever to save those who come to God through him. He lives forever to intercede with God on their behalf.
Hebreos 7:25 dice, por lo cual puede también salvar perpetuamente a los que por él se acercan a Dios, viviendo siempre para interceder por ellos.
Okay, so here's what's going on.
Esto es lo que está pasando.
Because of Jesus' sacrifice for us on the cross,
por el sacrificio de Jesús en la cruz,
and because he's gone back into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father,
y porque él ha regresado al cielo a sentarse a la diestra de Dios,
the Bible says that he is our high priest.
La Biblia dice que él es nuestro sumo sacerdote.
And that when we receive the sacrifice of Jesus for our sins, he declares us righteous.
Y que cuando nosotros recibimos el sacrificio que Jesús hizo por nosotros, él nos declara justos.
Again, verse 10, righteousness is available because I go to the Father.
Nuevamente el verso 10 dice que la justicia está accesible porque yo voy al Padre.
You cannot be good enough to walk in on your own merit into the throne room of God the Father.
Tú no puedes depender de tu propia bondad para caminar al trono de Dios.
You cannot be holy enough on your own merit to invite the Holy Spirit to come and dwell and live with you.
En tu propio mérito no puedes ser santo, lo suficientemente santo para invitar al Espíritu Santo a vivir contigo.
It is only because of Jesus' sacrifice for you and his intercession before the Father that the Holy Spirit can now come and dwell with you.
Es solo por el sacrificio de Jesús y por la intercesión de Jesús que ahora él puede enviar a su Espíritu Santo para estar con nosotros.
So this is why Jesus says it really is better for you that I go back to the Father.
Por eso es lo que Jesús dice, que es necesario que yo me vaya para que yo pueda enviar al Consolador.
Because if I go back to the Father, then I can send the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, to be with you.
Si yo me voy al Padre, entonces puedo enviar al Consolador a ustedes.
Because of Jesus' sacrifice for our sin, we are declared righteous before God the Father.
Por el hecho del sacrificio de Jesucristo por nosotros, nosotros somos declarados justos delante del Padre.
If you've given your life to Jesus,
si tú le has dado tu vida a Jesús,
and trusted in his death on the cross for your sin,
y has confiado en su muerte en la cruz por tus pecados,
when God the Father looks at you, he sees the righteousness of Jesus.
Cuando el Padre te mira, él ve la justicia de Jesús.
This is why, son and daughter of God, you're always, always welcome into the presence of God.
Esto es por lo cual hijo e hija están siempre invitados y recibidos en la presencia de Dios.
Because of God, the right of because we are righteous before God, because of Jesus, we can come into his presence.
Porque hemos sido justificados por el sacrificio de Jesús, podemos entrar en su presencia.
Because we are righteous before God, the Holy Spirit can come to his people.
Porque somos justificados, el Espíritu Santo puede venir a su pueblo.
Okay, so now when the Holy Spirit comes, what does Jesus say he's going to do?
Así que cuando viene el Espíritu Santo, ¿qué es lo que Jesús dice que él va a hacer?
Go to verse 13.
Vayan al verso 13.
Says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth.
Pero cuando venga el Espíritu de verdad, él os guiará a toda la verdad.
Now this starts with the truth of the gospel.
Esto comienza con la verdad del evangelio.
Jesus's first declaration when he started his ministry was this.
La primera declaración de Jesús cuando empezaba su ministerio fue esta.
Repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
Arrepiéntanse de sus pecados y vuélvanse a Dios, porque el reino de Dios se ha acercado.
So the Holy Spirit comes and he reveals the truth of the gospel to you and I.
El Espíritu Santo viene y revela la verdad del evangelio a tu vida y a mi vida.
And the Spirit of truth calls us to come and follow him.
Y el Espíritu de verdad nos llama y nos dice, síganme.
But the Spirit of Truth also works continually to renew our minds, the Bible says.
El Espíritu de verdad continúa trabajando nuestras vidas, renovando nuestra mente.
And as the Holy Spirit renews our mind, our lives begin to change and be transformed.
Y mientras el Espíritu de verdad cambia nuestras vidas y las renueva, nuestra vida cambia y nos muestra nuevas cosas.
This is the work of the Spirit of Truth in our lives.
Este es el trabajo, la obra del Espíritu de verdad en nuestras vidas.
He comes and reveals the lies of the enemy.
Viene y revela las mentiras del diablo.
Kip shared an example of this, the enemy saying, oh, you're not adequate enough.
Kip habló, nos dio un testimonio acerca de esto. El enemigo le dijo, no, tú no eres adecuado para hacer esto.
You should just stay quiet and not say anything.
Deberías quedarte callado y no decir nada.
The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, cuts through that lie.
El Espíritu Santo de verdad viene y corta a través de esa mentira.
We need the Spirit of Truth in our lives, amen.
Necesitamos el Espíritu de verdad en nuestras vidas, amen.
When the enemy comes and says, ah, you'll never change, you'll always be that way.
Cuando el enemigo viene y dice, tú nunca vas a cambiar, vas a seguir igual.
We need the Spirit of Truth to cut through that and say, no, that's incorrect.
Necesitamos el Espíritu de verdad que venga y corte a través de esa mentira y diga, no, eso no es cierto.
I am a new creation.
Soy una nueva creación.
The old has gone.
Lo viejo pasó.
Behold, the new has come.
Lo nuevo ha llegado.
The Spirit of the resurrected Christ lives in me.
El Espíritu del Cristo resurrecto vive en mí.
This is what the Spirit of Truth reminds us and reveals to us.
Eso es lo que el Espíritu de verdad nos recuerda y nos revela a nosotros.
Okay, the third thing that the Spirit does.
La tercera cosa que hace.
Go to verse 13.
Verso 13.
It says, when the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard.
Pero cuando venga el Espíritu de verdad, él los guiará toda la verdad, porque no hablará por su propia cuenta, sino que hablará todo lo que oyere.
He will tell you what he has heard.
Él hablará todo lo que él ha oído.
Think about the truth of what we're talking about here.
Piensa en la verdad que, de la que estamos hablando ahora.
The Holy Spirit.
El Espíritu Santo.
God Almighty.
Dios Todopoderoso.
The third equal person of the Trinity.
La persona de la Trinidad, la tercera persona de la Trinidad.
Equal to God the Father and Jesus Christ.
Es igual al Padre e igual a Jesús.
Is willing to come and walk beside us.
Está disponible para venir y caminar al lado de nosotros.
And tell us the things that he has heard.
Y decirnos las cosas que él ha escuchado.
This is the Holy Spirit.
Este es el Espíritu Santo.
This is why God calls us to listen.
Esto es por lo cual Dios nos llama a escuchar.
Okay, now the next one, verse 13, is he will tell you about the future.
El verso 13 volvemos y dice que él les dirá acerca del futuro, de lo que vendrá.
Did you know that Satan does not know the future?
¿Sabía usted que Satanás no sabe el futuro?
There is only one being who is the beginning and the end.
Solo hay un ser que es el principio y el fin.
There is only one being in the universe that knows the future.
Solo hay un ser en el universo que conoce el futuro.
It is God Almighty.
Es Dios Todopoderoso.
The Holy Spirit knows the future.
El Espíritu Santo sabe el futuro.
And occasionally he will reveal something of the future to us.
Y ocasionalmente nos revelará algo acerca del futuro a nosotros.
Let me give you one story on this.
Les voy a decir una historia acerca de esto.
When I was a intern here in Quincy, I was interning with Pastor Jess about, oh gosh, it's a long time ago now, about 16 years ago.
Hace como 16 años estaba yo en un internado bajo las órdenes del Pastor Jess.
I was praying about whether I should stay in Quincy or go back to Portland.
Estaba orando acerca de si tenía que quedarme aquí en Quincy o regresar a Portland.
And I actually went up on Monument Hill and was just looking over the valley.
De hecho fui al cerro Monument y estaba mirando sobre el valle.
And in one of the most significant moments where God really spoke with tremendous clarity, he came and spoke to me.
En uno de los momentos más significativos en que Dios me habló claramente a mí,
He told me to go back to Portland.
Me dijo, regresa a Portland.
That I was to connect with one of the pastors in the church and ask him to mentor me.
Y que tenía que conectarme con uno de los pastores allá y que le pidiese que fuese mi mentor.
That I was to do a season of business.
Y que iba a trabajar en asuntos de negocio.
And that it was going to last 10 years.
Y de que iba a durar este periodo 10 años.
And so I felt, okay, well, praise God. I feel like I've got direction for the next season here.
Entonces yo dije, gloria a Dios, siento que he recibido dirección para los próximos años.
The only part that I kind of wondered about was, Holy Spirit, I felt you really say 10 years, but that seems awfully specific.
La única cosa de la que estaba un poco preocupado es el Espíritu Santo, me dijiste 10 años. Me parece eso muy específico.
That part, I don't know, we'll see how that works out.
Vamos a ver qué va a pasar más adelante.
But I did what I felt God had asked me to do.
Hice lo que pensé que Dios me había dicho.
I went back to Portland, I connected with that pastor, and then I went into a season of business.
Regresé a Portland, me conecté con este pastor y me metí en asuntos de negocio.
And then the Holy Spirit started talking to us about coming back to Quincy.
Luego el Espíritu Santo nos empezó a hablar de regresar a Quincy.
And it wasn't until we actually moved back to Quincy, and if I remember right, I think it was the Sunday, our first Sunday that we were walking in.
Y no fue hasta cuando el primer domingo que regresamos, que nos mudamos a Quincy.
I started doing some quick math in my head.
Empecé a hacer un poco de matemática en mi mente.
I thought, okay, let's see here. It was 2002, about September, when I went back to Portland.
Estaba pensando, fue como en septiembre de 2002 cuando regresé a Portland.
And it's September 2012 right now.
Y es septiembre 2012, ahora mismo.
To the Sunday.
Hasta el mismo domingo. En la exactitud.
Holy Spirit, you know the future.
Espíritu Santo, sí conoces el futuro.
And it was so cool because it was God's way of confirming that I was exactly at the place I was supposed to be.
Y era muy excitante eso porque era una forma en que Dios me estaba confirmando de que yo estaba en el lugar preciso que Él quería que yo estuviese.
And so God, by His grace, does not reveal all of the future.
Dios, por su gracia, no revela todo el futuro.
Right? And what He does promise, though, is that whatever comes in the future, He will be with us. Amen?
Lo que sí promete es que lo que suceda en el futuro, Él va a estar con nosotros. Amen?
But you can know that He knows the future.
Pero usted puede saber de que Él conoce el futuro.
He will also tell you about and remind you of the eternal future.
Él también le dirá y le recordará acerca del futuro eterno.
That His kingdom really will be established here on earth.
De que su reino de verdad va a estar establecido aquí en la tierra.
That there really is coming a day when evil will be stopped for all eternity.
De que viene un día en el que la maldad se va a detener por siempre.
There really is coming a day when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
De hecho, viene un día en que toda rodilla se doblará y cada lengua confesará de que Jesús es el Señor.
The Holy Spirit comes and He speaks to us about that future.
El Espíritu Santo viene y nos habla acerca de esas cosas del futuro.
And then the fifth thing is that He brings glory to Jesus by telling you what He receives from Jesus.
La quinta cosa es que Él viene y le da gloria a Jesús a través de decirnos las cosas que Él ha recibido de Jesús.
Verse 15, all that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will tell you whatever He receives from me.
Verso 15, todo lo que tiene el Padre es mío. Por eso dije que tomará de lo mío y os lo hará saber.
Think of that. When the Holy Spirit talks to you, He's giving you a message from Jesus.
Piensa en esto, cuando el Espíritu Santo te habla, te está dando un mensaje de Jesús.
Jesus really loves you.
Jesús realmente te ama.
Jesus right now sees each one of us.
Jesús ahora mismo nos está mirando a cada uno de nosotros.
And when we're maybe in worship or we're sitting and hearing the word of God preached,
y mientras estamos adorándole o estamos sentados escuchando su palabra,
or we're driving in our car,
estamos conduciendo nuestro auto,
and we feel the Holy Spirit whisper something to our spirit,
y sentimos el Espíritu Santo que nos susurra algo a nuestro espíritu,
that message is a message from Jesus.
Este mensaje es un mensaje de Jesús.
Think about that.
Piensa en eso.
Now, one of the things that God loves to do is give people a message from Jesus for another brother or sister in the church.
Una de las cosas que le gusta hacer a Dios es darle un mensaje de Jesús a una persona para un hermano o otra hermana.
This is what we would call a prophetic word or a word of prophecy.
Esto es lo que llamaríamos un mensaje profético o una palabra profética.
It's when a brother or sister hears the voice of God for another person.
Es cuando un hermano o hermana escucha la palabra de un mensaje de Dios para otra persona.
And it might be a scripture that the Lord puts on your heart for somebody.
Puede ser una escritura que Dios pone en tu corazón para otra persona.
It might just be a real simple thought that you really feel kind of prompted in your spirit that, man, I just need to tell so-and-so that God's with them.
O un mensaje sencillo, un pensamiento de que tú mandas por un texto de que Dios realmente está con esa persona.
But that can be one of the most loving things that you can do for your brother and sister.
Esa es una de las cosas más amorosas que puedes hacer tú por un hermano o una hermana en Cristo.
To hear from God for another person.
Escuchar por ellos de parte de Dios.
Now, how many of you remember Stan Fleming, Pastor Stan Fleming?
¿Cuántos recuerdan al Pastor Stan Fleming?
It's been a few years since he's ministered in our church.
Han pasado varios años desde que ha estado aquí en nuestra iglesia.
But Pastor Stan is our connection and how we ended up having a relationship with the churches in Pakistan.
El Pastor Fleming es la conexión que tenemos con las iglesias en Pakistán.
And God is doing really some amazing things right now in Pakistan.
Dios está haciendo unas cosas asombrosas ahora mismo en Pakistán.
And God's using Stan and his ministry there in some significant ways.
Y Dios está usando a Stan y su ministerio de forma significativa allí.
But what is so cool is that our church has a piece of this action.
Lo bueno de esto es que nuestra iglesia tiene parte de acción en lo que está sucediendo allá.
A few years back, many of you gave thousands and thousands of dollars to help them buy land to be able to build their building.
Algunos de ustedes, algunos años atrás, dieron cientos de miles de dólares para que ellos tuviesen dinero para comprar un terreno y edificar una iglesia.
So we have a flag planted for the kingdom of God in Pakistan right now.
Tenemos una bandera para el reino de Dios plantada ahora en Pakistán.
But the story of how all that started is really awesome.
Pero la historia de cómo todo eso sucedió es muy asombroso.
Pastor Stan was ministering here at Faith Community Church.
El pastor Stan estaba aquí ministrando en la iglesia de comunidad de fe.
And if I remember right, they were doing like Sunday morning and then Sunday evening services.
Si recuerdo bien, ese día era un servicio, dos servicios dominicales, en la mañana y en la tarde.
And so they had an afternoon to just kind of rest.
Y en la tarde, mientras se preparaban para el otro servicio, estaban descansando.
And he turned on the football game that was on that afternoon.
Estaba mirando un partido de fútbol que estaba esa tarde en la televisión.
Well, a couple weeks or a month before, he had been contacted by two different pastors in Pakistan asking if he would come and minister in Pakistan.
Como un mes antes de eso, dos pastores de Pakistán lo habían contactado pidiéndole que fuese allá a ministrarles.
And he told them, "Well, I'll pray about it."
Y él dijo, "Bueno, voy a orar acerca de eso."
That's the nice Christian way of saying, "No thanks."
Esa es la forma cristiana de decir, sabes, no voy a hacerlo.
But the Holy Spirit came to him that afternoon and said, "Were you going to pray about going to Pakistan?"
Pero el Espíritu Santo vino a él esa tarde y le dijo, "Hey, tú estabas orando para ir a Pakistán, ¿no?"
Stan said, "Oh, okay."
Dijo, "Bueno, está bien."
And he went and turned off the football game.
Apagó la televisión.
And he prayed, "Okay, Holy Spirit, do you want me to go to Pakistan?"
Y oró, "Espíritu Santo, ¿quieres que vaya a Pakistán?"
Kind of waited for a bit.
Y esperó un poco.
Nothing.
Nada.
Oh, good.
Está bien.
Turned the football game back on.
Encendió el televisor nuevamente para mirar el partido.
At that very moment,
en ese momento,
Pastor Lynn,
la pastora Lynn,
was in the kitchen.
Estaba en la cocina.
And the Holy Spirit told Lynn that she was to go and tell Pastor Stan the word go.
El Espíritu Santo le dijo a la pastora Lynn, que estaba en la cocina, anda, ve y dile al Pastor Stan, ve.
So Lynn just kind of saunters into the living room where Pastor Stan is at.
Lynn entró al no es al comedor, a la sala donde estaba el Pastor Stan.
And says, you know, I don't know if this is going to mean anything to you right now.
Dice, sabes, no sé si esto va a significar algo para ti.
But the Holy Spirit told me that I was to tell you to go.
El Espíritu Santo me dijo que te dijera ve.
And Stan's jaw just goes.
La quijada de Stan se le cayó.
Are you kidding me?
Estás bromeando, ¿no?
I love it when that kind of response happens.
Me encanta cuando cuando hay respuestas así.
Well, so long story short, Pastor Stan obeys, goes, starts ministering in Pakistan.
Para hacer una historia larga corta, el Pastor Stan fue y empieza a ministrar en Pakistán.
And just this last week, while we gathered together at our pastor's gathering, he gave us an update on some of the things that are going on.
Y mientras estábamos reunidos los pastores, nos mandó unas noticias de lo que está sucediendo allá.
Listen to some of what God is doing through this word that came to Pastor.
Escuchen algunas de las cosas que Dios está haciendo a través de esta palabra que recibió él.
He says, Gatebreaker Ministry now has 12 primary schools for slave children.
El ministerio Gateway.
Gatebreaker Ministry.
Gatebreaker. El ministerio Gatebreaker tiene 12 escuelas para niños esclavos.
Now, without going into a lot of detail, they're brickyards where literally generation upon generation of indentured servants make bricks all day long.
Son familias que por generaciones y generaciones han estado haciendo ladrillos. Todo el día.
The young children from age 5 or 6 start making bricks to try to pay off a debt that most families have no hope that they'll ever pay off.
Niños desde los 5 años empiezan a hacer ladrillos para pagar una deuda de generaciones que se sabe que ellos no van a poder pagar.
And their only hope of getting out of that lifestyle is to get an education.
Y la única esperanza para salir de esa vida es recibir una educación.
Those 12 schools now teach and minister to 500 slave children.
Esas 12 escuelas están ministrando a 500 niños que eran esclavos.
We have started 2 churches, he said.
Hemos empezado 2 iglesias, dice.
We've ordained an evangelist and provided a motorcycle for him.
Hemos ordenado a un evangelista y hemos comprado una motocicleta para él.
He's recently seen 100 people give their lives to Christ and another 75 or and the other 75 or so with about 20 healings.
Ha visto a 100 personas recibir a Cristo y como 20 personas han recibido sanidad.
Since starting the ministry, we've seen over 14,000 people make a decision for Christ.
Desde que hemos empezado el ministerio, hemos visto a 14,000 personas dar su vida a Cristo.
Many of them Muslim.
Muchos de ellos musulmanes.
And this all came from a pastor's wife being willing to share what she heard God say to her.
Y todo esto vino a raíz de una esposa de un pastor que recibió una palabra y la compartió con otro hombre.
God is speaking to us.
Dios nos está hablando.
God wants to have this conversation with you.
Dios quiere tener esta conversación contigo.
This is what we're called to experience in our prayer life with God.
Eso es lo que estamos llamados a experimentar en nuestra vida de oración con Dios.
Do you want that?
¿Quieres eso?
I do.
Yo quiero.
Can I have the worship team come? We're going to close.
Ministerio de Alabanza, por favor.
And here's what I'm going to ask is that if your heart has been stirred today and you want to just respond to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to hear your voice speaking to my heart.
Si Dios ha tocado tu corazón en esta mañana y tú dices, Dios, yo quiero responder a lo que tú me has hablado en esta mañana.
I'm going to ask that you just stand up, just right where you are at, and I'm going to pray for you.
Te voy a pedir de que te pongas en pie donde estás y voy a orar por ti.
Maybe it's been a long time since you felt like you really heard God speak to you.
Tal vez ha sido algún tiempo desde que tú has sentido que has escuchado la voz de Dios.
Maybe you've never really felt like God has spoken to you, or you're not sure.
Tal vez sientes de que Dios nunca te ha hablado o no estás seguro.
If your heart is desires to hear God speak to you, right, in a deeper way, I want to pray for you.
Si tu corazón siente que quieres escuchar la voz de Dios y quieres ir más profundo con él, quiero orar por ti.
So Holy Spirit, we just come to you right now.
Espíritu Santo, venimos a ti.
We recognize that you are alive.
Reconocemos de que tú estás vivo.
You are real.
Tú eres real.
You are here to meet with us.
Estás aquí para encontrarte con nosotros.
And God, our heart desires to hear your voice speak to us.
Dios, nuestro corazón desea escuchar tu voz hablarnos.
God, we want our prayer to be a two-way conversation.
Señor, queremos que nuestra oración sea una conversación de dos vías.
God, we want to hear your voice speaking to us more than we have ever heard before.
Señor, queremos escuchar tu voz más de lo que la hemos escuchado en nuestra vida.
Would you help us listen for your voice?
Ayúdanos a escuchar tu voz.
Would you help us to seek your word in the Bible?
Nos ayudarás a mirar tu palabra, a escudriñar tu palabra.
We just say, here we are, Lord.
Decimos, Señor, aquí estamos.
We want to be with you.
Queremos estar contigo.
Amen. Amen. Let's close in worship. Let's just open up our hearts. So stand, and we're going to worship together,
vámonos
and then we'll close.
Vamos a orar. Vamos a adorar.